Yeah, he's Mr. Funky. He's Mr. Funky Teacher. Mr. Funky Teacher inspires greatness. Makes you feel good like your favorite playlist. Keeping that fresh and funky, yes he does. He got some funky cool ideas to share for all you teachers. He can empower others, students and teachers. It's all about hard work and creativity. He brings out the kindness in everyone. He's got the passion to teach, you hear it when he speaks. He knows how to build strong relationships. If you're seeking the best, the funkiest, he is it. He will empower you to improve. You'll be helping others and loving it too. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.
This is Mr. Funky Teacher with BeAFunkyTeacher.com. I'm coming to you with another Be a Funky Teacher podcast. Welcome back, everyone. Today's episode, Progress Takes Time, Patience, Process, and the Power of Staying Steady. That's what we are going to talk about. But before we get into it, I want to talk about three things that I'm thankful for. First thing that I'm thankful for is saying a prayer with my children. I'm so thankful for the moments I get to say prayers with my children, to take that pause and to say a prayer when I'm able to. Those few minutes of connection remind me that faith and family always come first. It centers me and keeps me grounded in what truly matters. What made me think about this one is I had my 10-year-old. For some reason, I stopped doing the Now I Lay Me prayer with him before bed, and I just started it up just the other night. And he's 10 years old, and he says, "Dad, that reminds me of when I was little." And I haven't stopped doing it for that long, but I've started bringing that back with him every night, where we do the Now I Lay Me Down to Sleep prayer. Now I lay me down to sleep, I pray the Lord my soul to keep. May God guard me through the night and wake me with the morning light. Just saying that simple prayer with my son before he goes to bed, or to recite that prayer, I just love that moment. It seems so small, but it's so powerful, a moment. Or if we say another prayer, it doesn't have to even be like a standard recited prayer. It can just be just talking to God. Those prayers matter when I get an opportunity to do those with my children. My faith is very important to me. My faith is really important to my family, and taking those moments matter. I'm thankful for them. Second thing I'm thankful for, I'm thankful for beautiful weather. I am grateful for like the change in season and the calm that good weather brings. Sometimes you just need to step outside, breathe in the beautiful weather, and get reminded that every season has a purpose. And when I say beautiful weather, I'm talking about not too hot, not too cold. Just it feels like you don't even need a jacket, right? It's just like perfect, or a very light jacket if anything. It's just perfect. There's no such thing as perfect, right? But it feels as close to perfect as possible, where it's just so comfortable out. I think comfortable is the word that you could describe it. Third thing I'm thankful for, road construction getting done. Now, when I drive to work in the morning, there's a lot of road construction. And when I drive home, there's a lot of road construction. And I'm thankful as some of that work is getting wrapped up and the road construction crews are out there working so hard. I'm thankful for their hard work, and more importantly, I'm thankful that they're getting done, especially as we're getting into more of the colder seasons. Hate to see them out there working in when it gets really, really cold. I know they're layered for the seasons, but it's still doesn't seem like that would be much fun out there being in a stinking cold. And so just knowing that they're out there and kind of getting this road wrapped up, I'm thankful for that. And I'm also thankful too, because boy, it's just, when you have road construction too, it's just makes it more of a dangerous situation for the construction workers out there, dangerous situation for the drivers. And it ultimately, with getting the road construction done, it just makes it for safer for everyone all around. Well, those are the things that I'm thankful for. So the focus today is progress takes time, patience, process, and the power of staying steady. So our first big main idea here is that progress is rarely instant. In teaching, growth doesn't always show up in a day, in a week, or even in a month. The best progress often happens quietly, beneath the surface, and long before results appear. Wouldn't you agree with that? I mean, that's what I see over the years. It's like that road construction. It can sometimes be frustrating to wait on, right? But it's necessary for a smoother road ahead. I had a student, I've had quite a few students who struggle sometimes for where it's ongoing for a certain concept, and then suddenly get it months later, not necessarily because of one lesson, but because of consistency in care, where things have been layered into like math lesson, doing some spiral teaching of certain concepts where maybe the student wasn't ready for whatever reason. Maybe it was taught just a little bit differently, or maybe that student was just ready to receive that skill, to make sense of that skill in that moment, and finally the time comes. Progress is rarely instant, y'all. It does take time, and we have to remember that as teachers. And patience is a leadership skill. It truly is. Patience isn't about waiting passively. We're not going to be like just twiddle our thumbs and saying, just wait. It's about staying steady and purposeful. Patience is about moving forward. It's easy to rush improvement or expect instant success. But growth with depth takes time. I sometimes want students to get a concept or a skill right now. And why can't they get it? And I sometimes have to remind myself that I have to be patient. It's a leadership skill. As a teacher leader, sometimes I have to have that. And sometimes I have to convey that to other teachers too, where they might be frustrated that kids aren't getting a certain skill. And I have to say, hey, you know what? Let's take little wins, little progress at a time. And sometimes progress looks like one step forward, two steps back, right? Patience is a leadership skill here. And actually, we got to model patience every day too, with students, with systems, with other adults that we work with. I mean, we got to model patience, and the calm teacher sets the tone for the entire room. And really, the calm teacher can set the tone for the school also in a lot of respects. See, when we respond with patience instead of frustration, students learn emotional regulation by watching us. I work really hard to not get frustrated with kids if they don't understand a concept. Sometimes if I don't think they're trying or giving it their best, sometimes I lean into that, but I don't want to act frustrated if I think a student is sincerely struggling with a skill or concept, because that's not showing students or the people around me patience. So I encourage you to practice patience as a leadership skill. Also, I think you're going to find that you can't rush things sometimes. Sometimes developing skills and concepts in students, setting them up for success, it takes time. And that reminds me of the next area, which is trusting the process when work feels slow. Because just because something feels slow doesn't mean it's not working. Progress requires structure. It requires repetition and belief. I think of things where I have to trust the process with lesson planning or relationship building, or with, you know, if you have a new curricular program, the rolling out of, or like a curricular resource, rolling that out. All that can take longer than expected. But the payoff is long term, and you will get there. And so I have to use reflection sometimes and remind myself that, hey, you know what, this is working. Even if I can't see the results yet, I know it's working, and I have to use reflection that, hey, we're going to get there, and we're slowly getting there with some small micro wins. And sometimes patience is the most powerful form of perseverance that we can have. Patience. So I want to go back to patience once again. We got to have patience in the process. Well, I just want to take a moment now for my like a reflective takeaway here. I'm just kind of thinking through this, because sometimes I can get frustrated that things aren't happening. I just have to be real with you. Sometimes I think that things aren't happening fast enough in a school or in my classroom or even personally, if I'm working on some personal something personally, like a personal goal. Man, I'm one where I can sometimes get frustrated with the process or with my progress, and I just have to remind myself that, hey, you know what? Progress, whether students, relationships, personal goals, they always take time. Don't they, though? I mean, I think we all can agree with that, and that patience isn't about waiting. It's about believing while you keep working, while you keep moving forward. So reflective takeaway here is to stay steady. The work you're doing today will make tomorrow smoother, just like a road finally finished after construction, y'all. Well, I hope you found value in this episode. If you did, jump on over to Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to your podcasts episodes, your whatever app you use, and hit me up with a 5-star review and let me know what you think of this podcast through some comments as you go over there, and hopefully hit me up with a 5-star. And I want you, as you go into your day, I want you to remember to inspire greatness in young people, and don't forget to be a funky teacher. Bye now.
He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah. He's Mr. Funky Teacher, yeah, yeah, yeah.